Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought of the Parsha. One of the many things discussed in this week's Parsha is Avram's trip to the land of the Plishtim, of the Philistines. When Avram arrived there, he is greeted by the guards, or the soldiers of the Philistines, and he is asked who this woman who was with him was. That's his wife, Sarah. And Avram, as he did in Egypt previously, claimed that this woman was his sister. Avram did this in order that he not be killed when the guards would decide to take away his wife and kill the husband in order to free her up from the bonds of marriage. By claiming she was his sister, Avram hoped to avoid that fate. Sarah is taken by Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, of the Philistines, and during the course of the night, before Avimelech is able to do anything, he is visited by Hashem, and he is told in no uncertain terms that this woman is in fact married and that he'd better stay away or else he's going to suffer dearly. The Torah describes that Avimelech and his entire household suffered a blockage of all bodily orifices until Avram was placated, Sarah was returned to him, and that is indeed what happens. But Avimelech does not just return Sarah to Avram, rather he complains to him, and he says, why did you do this terrible thing? Why did you not tell me that she's really your wife? What did I do wrong to you? What sin have I committed? I was innocent, and you came here, and you played games, and you said that she's your sister, and really she's your wife. How could you do this terrible thing? And Avram doesn't really respond to all the charges. He just basically says that I said to myself that there is no fear of God in this place. And Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, who was killed in 1941 by the Ukrainians, who were collaborators with the Nazis during World War II, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, in the years leading up to World War II, made the following observation of Avram's comments. And he said, what does it mean, Avram's response to Avimelech, that Avram said, I said that there is no fear of God in this place? And he says that Avram was making the following point. You, Avimelech, are very upset at me because you are saying that I had no business lying about this woman, what her relationship to me is. You are perhaps claiming that I have nothing to fear, that this is a civilized, cultured country with laws, with wonderful people who are very polite and very proper and so on and so forth. Says Rabbi Wasserman, Avram was making the following point. I don't care how civilized you think you are. I don't care how cultured you are. I don't care what advances you've made in science, in sociology, in philosophy, in humanism, in every other field that humans can boast about how advanced they are and how much progress they've made. There is no fear of God in this place. And if there is no fear of God in the place, you can have all the advances in the world, but all bets are off. You never know what's going to happen. And when temptation comes, you cannot rely on anything that civilization has achieved if there's no fear of God. Fear of God is what keeps a person in line, what keeps a person from moving beyond the lines that one has drawn. And when temptation comes, fear of God keeps a person from sinning, from giving in to temptation. However, if there's a lack of fear of God, all of the wonderful things that your society has achieved are meaningless. Rabbi Wasserman wrote these words, as I said, in the years leading up to World War II, and unfortunately, they ended up coming all too true, as we saw during World War II, where one of the most civilized, cultured countries on the face of the planet became the most barbaric. Unfortunately, we have to deal with these ideas in our age and time as well. For all the advances, for all the progress that science has made, that people think they've made morally and so on and so forth, at the end of the day, if there's no fear of God, we cannot rely on any of this. People can rationalize every movement and every way that they want to do something. Any type of philosophy can be morally justified and rationalized, as we saw during World War II, that a rationale can be given for the kinds of movements that were going around then. And unfortunately, we see terrible movements going on today that can be explained away and rationalized and morally justified. If there's no fear of God, you cannot rely on any of it. Ultimately, Avram is making the following point. We need to have a relationship with God. We need to fear God. We need to listen to His law. And if a person truly fears God, that is the only thing that will keep him in line. But if we're just relying on our own man-made morals, the ideas that humans create, humans can create lots of very creative ideas that can be completely depraved and yet they can trumpet them as being wonderful and ideal. May we all merit, indeed, to achieve fear of God and to realize what is truly correct and what is not. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.